unemployment is on the rise. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got that in a key update to the economy. Fox's Ginny Cassola details.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.8%. The higher rate may reflect more people entering the workforce, though the report also revised job creation lower by 110,000 in June and July.
The revisions mean the 187,000 jobs created last month were more than July and more than expected. On Wall Street, stock futures have been rising. Coming off a mixed August, the NASDAQ went up slightly. The Dow dropped 0.5%, its first losing month since February. The Biden administration is now asking Congress for $16 billion in new funding for FEMA amid the federal response to help Hurricane Idalia victims, many of them along the Gulf Coast of Florida that got flooded by storm surge, like this restaurant owner who couldn't even get insurance in Cedar Key, telling Fox Weather.
It's truly terrifying when you, I'd spend the last 8 years of my life really trying every last minute of it to get this business where it is today, and, you know, one night it can be taken away.
The numbers are rising again at the border, with new records set last month for families crossing into the U.S. illegally.
According to the Washington Post, there were 177,000 border apprehensions, of which 91,000 of those crossing were part of a family group. Now, that's more than we've ever seen before.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And while Republicans call a two-year migrant surge a crisis, blaming Biden policies, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
the president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
It's been 24 hours since a convicted killer broke out of a Pennsylvania prison, and they're still searching for Danilo Cavalcante. Chester County DA Deb Ryan says,
he is considered extremely dangerous. Last week, the inmate was sentenced to life in prison without parole for fatally stabbing his former girlfriend.
Cavalcante is also wanted for murder in Brazil. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
It is sentencing day for two Proud Boys convicted for their roles in the 2021 Capitol riot. The day after Joseph Biggs got 17 years in prison and Zachary Rell was sentenced to 15 years. They were convicted of seditious conspiracy. So was group leader Enrique Tarrio. He'll be sentenced Tuesday. Prosecutors want him to get 33 years behind bars. Now an update in one of the Trump criminal cases.
A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, will allow a live stream of the state of Georgia's prosecution of former President Donald Trump on charges of racketeering related to the 2020 election. The ruling also allows for radio, television, print reporters, and still photographers to be in the courtroom during proceedings. The former president is pleading not guilty and is seeking to separate his trial from his 18 co-defendants. It is not yet known if the state of New York's trial will be televised, while federal courts disallow it in all cases. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Texas is the latest state and the biggest one to ban gender-affirming care for minors, which Democrats oppose as transgender discrimination. A new law takes effect today after the state Supreme Court overturned a lower court ruling blocking the provisions as unconstitutional. They bar hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and gender surgeries for anyone under 18. Also taking effect today in Texas, a new mandate for school security.
Passed in response to the killing of 19 students and two teachers last year at an elementary school in Uvalde, the new state law requires each of the 9,000 public schools in Texas to have at least one armed security guard on duty during school hours. Many will not. Several school districts say they don't have the money to hire the guards and have filed for good cause exceptions to the law. Some school districts say even if they could afford the guards, there aren't enough trained officers available to hire.
That's Jack Callahan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities looking for two suspects accused of breaking into the Illinois State Fairgrounds last month. Sangamon County Sheriff's Office says they received reports of three people breaking into Building 29 to steal scrap metal. Martin Atwood was arrested, now out on bond. Law enforcement still looking for David McCormick and Todd Tonelli. IDOT and state and local police cracking down on impaired driving over the Labor Day weekend. Authorities stepping up enforcement with the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over Labor Day campaign. Anyone planning to use drugs or alcohol should give their keys to a sober driver who can safely drive them home. Well, the need for nursing home beds growing in Champaign County, and a new group's been vitalized to fix the issue. Experts said Champaign County is in a nursing home crisis. The Advocates for Nursing Home Care is a group made up of people who have personally struggled with finding care for family members. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And here we go. Final hour of the week. ESPN 93.5. We check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier. He'll be at the ball game just like all of us tomorrow. And it's going to be nice, friend.
Yes, you betcha, my friend. A nice, warm evening in store. Subtle southerly breeze. Humidity will be in check. Yeah, this will be kind of a different spell of heat. Late season heat wave weather pattern should not be terribly long-lasting nor get out of control with regard to humidity levels, those dew point values as well. Of course, the longer nights and the clear skies and drier allows these readings to fall back quickly during the course of the overnight hours. So I think we'll be in a very manageable setup. Problem going forward here for the next couple of months, though, and we're moving back, and indications are going to move back into drier and drought-ridden weather conditions. Good for harvest and dry down, not so good if you're trying to keep things moistened up out there with watering and so forth and so on. 60 now over at Willett and Savoy, 59 Rantoul, same at Danville, and Bloomington Normal, heading towards an afternoon high today of 83, seasonal for the time of year, sunny, and a light southeast wind for this first day of September. Welcome to meteorological autumn. Clear tonight, 58, tomorrow mostly sunny, warm, afternoon readings to 88, kickoff at about 82, and a bit of a southwest breeze. Clear tomorrow night, milder, will bottom out in the mid-60s, a hot, little more humidity in the air on Sunday afternoon, the high around 90, and a hot, humid Monday, Liberty High at 94. We're going to cool front to kind of backdoor once again in, not much moisture to work with, a stray shower, thunderstorm chance late Tuesday into Wednesday, 92 on Tuesday, around 90 on Wednesday. We settle back into the low to mid-80s, that are still a little above average, and dry weather next Thursday and Friday. Receiving broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Well, the combined cost of a new 30-year fixed mortgage and a gallon of gasoline have surged to the highest in more than two decades. Wealth strategist Kellyanne Winjet, passionate about closing the wealth gap. How are you, Kellyanne?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, how do you build wealth when there's too much moth at the end, too much money? No money, too much moth.
Well, there's a couple different ways you can do that. Now, I work pretty much exclusively in the private wealth space, but the reality is that these kind of strategies can be applied across any type of portfolio, whether you've got a couple hundred dollars to invest or a couple hundred thousand dollars to invest. And it's really just about keeping your portfolio diversified and keeping on top of what's going on domestically and globally.
Yeah, well, you also kind of have to leave it alone. Isn't that mostly the rule? If you start trying to guess, isn't that hard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fact behind that. It's actually the biggest difference between men and women investors. And women actually outperform male portfolios by about 0.5% just
really?
Because they trade less. Yeah.
Well, looky there. What
What did the former governor of South Carolina say? If you want to hear somebody talk, ask a man. If you want to get something down, ask a woman.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, it's
forget for patient investors.
Well, if you go to the grocery store and you buy meat, you're at 100 and something without even trying. Yeah. It's just, I mean, that is shocking what's happened to inflation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a huge disconnect between the policymakers and the everyday Americans. When you look at the published inflation number, they're not factoring in the cost of food or fuel, which doesn't make any sense for people who are trying to wrap their head around, you know, their monthly expenses. Because they're being told in one ear that inflation's 4 or 5%, and in their reality, they're paying twice as much or three times as much on filling up their car or filling up their basket at the grocery store.
No, it's they don't want it in there because it'll mess it up.
Right.
I talked to a guy, a wealth person last week, and he argued that because of the way Bill Clinton figured it in the late 90s and changed it, he said that this is worse than Jimmy Carter. Can that be possible?
I mean, we're definitely in a really interesting time as far as like financial policy goes. And I think that we're seeing a shift where the private citizen is really taking more control of that finance part of their lives and trying to figure out how do I budget and how do I save for a future that isn't going to be subsidized by the government. I mean, the reality is that you're not going to see your Social Security, at least somebody my age, right? Is probably never going to see the money that I dumped into Social Security in my career.
What would have happened, and I know we've talked about this for 50 years, but if you'd have let the people with the automatic Social Security 15% half by the employer, if you had that in a private deal, because it's not really working out anyway, people that get $380 a month, it's not really helping very much. If you'd have had that in something, even a Vanguard and let it sit for 40 years, it would have been amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it from who are the wealthiest people in the world, are people that own businesses or ran their income through a different vehicle, right? They don't pay taxes. Or they find ways to pay as little taxes as humanly possible. And that's part of our strategy as investors here in my firm is how can we invest in the most tax-advantaged way possible because it adds anywhere from 15 to 30% to your overall return on that investment just because you're not paying the tax.
Yeah, and I've heard compounding interest is kind of powerful too. So there's that.
Yeah.
It's dizzying what we're going through, Kellyanne. I'm sure you're keeping very busy. How can people find Kellyanne Wynjett?
They can learn more about my private equity firm and the type of things that we're invested in at alternativewealthpartners.com. If you want to hear my opinion about oil prices going up and down and what to do about it, then they can follow me directly on LinkedIn. And it's Kellyanne Wynjett. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one on there.
I bet you are. Thank you, Kellyanne. Nice meeting you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Pleasure. 8:13, time for sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Well, we've got Pittsburgh visiting Bush down at St. Louis. Let's set it up with our Redbird recap.
The Cardinals were able to truly enjoy an off day yesterday following back-to-back walk-off wins against the Padres and a series win. Tommy Edman drove in the winning run both Tuesday and Wednesday. On Wednesday, it was a walk-off two-run home run in the ninth, turning a one-run deficit into a one-run victory. Tonight, the Cardinals open a divisional three-game series against the Pirates. St. Louis is in last place in the NL Central, three games back of fourth-place Pittsburgh. Right-hander Dakota Hudson goes for the Cardinals. He's 4-1 with a 4.41 ERA. He won his first four starts in August, but struggled against the Phillies last Saturday, allowing five runs on six hits with five walks in 5 2/3 innings in a game the Cardinals lost by a 12-1 score. 10 career appearances against the Pirates for Hudson. He's 2-1 with a 5.64 ERA. Mitch Keller will go for the Pirates. He's 11-8. Game time for Busch Stadium is 7:15, meaning our coverage starts at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs and Reds, a doubleheader over on U.S. Class 105.9 with a 12:10 start and then a 5:40 start. And this afternoon, you can join us at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Lots of guests coming in from that 1983 Rose Bowl season that we'll be talking about. Of course, we'll have tickets to the game tomorrow at 6:30 against the Toledo Rockets. So make sure you join me. I'm Diane Ducey. Come up and say Stevie J. You might win a pair of tickets. We'll have people signing up for shirts, and I think we have jerseys. We have all kinds of festivities getting out of the gate here, as we say, go Illini. The volleyball team taking on Wichita State, and that's a 5 o'clock start on Sunday at 1. Our volleyball team will face the Redbirds of ISU. It's the Illini Open. The men's and women's cross-country meet will be going on. Illinois soccer over Louisville 2-0 yesterday. High school football also in action, as we have SJO and Unity at 7 o'clock tonight, and lots of other great local teams in action. So as far as, you know, our game against Toledo tomorrow, you know, that Daquan Finn from Toledo has been a Mid-American Conference champ and known for his work in the backfield. And
he's a quarterback. He's very good. So we'll just see. I think we're all just anticipating.
And we'll see how our Luke Altmaier does.
Yeah, no, there's a whole bunch. We'll see how our defensive secondary is with four new guys. And hey, we're fired up. Ought to be good. What the heck? It's 8:16. Come on in, Jim. What the heck? The experts at Busey suggest that you and your spouse-to-be talk money. Couples that tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, they're going to find that their relationship is better for it. You ought to tell each other what you're doing. Also, the fact that you want to maybe develop a plan together, decide how much you want to save as a couple, and withdraw the funds automatically from paychecks. How's that going to work? But have the discussion. When you're just starting out or celebrating your milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. Just visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC. Jim Hampton, Tapman's Towing,
yes.
Superstar,
uh-huh.
All-star, guy I taught how to tow a car. I told you that many, many years ago, Jim. I said, just put that hook on that thing, and you did it.
And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably are here to thank me for all that.
And the car stayed together.
What are you doing in Philo, Tapman's Towing? Come on, man.
I'm delivering these great Diane Ducey banners that
we
put up for the music festival.
You know, people said that Channel 3 had a live shot, and all they could see over their shoulder was Diane Ducey at the radio stations. And I'm like, yes!
I mean,
big shout out to Leon for getting that done. Muhammad Music Festival
was quite a fun time.
Yeah, it went really well.
Yeah,
it was great. It was one of the best shows we've had.
Yeah, Chris Jansen was awesome.
He's a pretty cool guy to meet, too.
Exactly.
There's about six of us that got a chance to meet and greet.
Nice.
He was really cool.
Yeah.
That's all right, because he said we had him on the air for a few minutes. He said, it's a family business. My wife does that.
Yep.
And he said, I said, do you know where you are? He says, actually, no.
Well, he flies in, they rent a car, they come in, they do their show, and then he leaves.
That's right.
So he's got private aircraft at this point, I would think.
I think so. Yeah. I think he flies himself.
Really?
I think so.
That's cool. That's cool.
You need two to fly a jet. It can't be a prop. I don't know.
And he's always wearing that Bass...
Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah,
Pro Shop
Johnny hat. Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And he buddies with Luke O'Brien.
He partnered on a couple of songs with him. So just really fun. But Tapman's Towing, you know, got it going on. And just meeting your crew and just having a good time in that VIP tent. It's a great place to work, too.
Yeah, right? We get together. We have a lot of fun. And it's a good time to get together with my people and my clients and my customers.
That's right.
So just have a great
time. Well, you guys, when you call Tapman's Towing, man, it's the call. 328-2424, but who remembers?
Everybody remembers. Yeah,
exactly, because you got the jingle. 328-2424.
That was me singing that, wasn't it?
Kick the commercial on. Let's hear it.
I got it somewhere right here, man.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to recruitment, though, you are looking to hire some people with CDLs, some people with experience.
We're looking for the best, and we continue to hire. So we're constantly hiring. Once we get all the best people, I don't think we'll ever stop. We're growing.
I know you are. Tapman's Towing, you the man. Thank you for dropping in.
Hey,
it's always a pleasure. We're going to plan on that new Jim Hampton show and call the station WJIM or something.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Bubba.
Hey, man, good to see you.
Great to see you. Jim Hampton, Tapman's Towing, they're the best. You have the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line for all our guests. Hey, we're going to meet the president of OSF Healthcare, Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. JT Barnhart is in the house. We'll do that next. It is Friday. This is the first day of September, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:20 in Champaign, Urbana.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were more jobs created than expected last month, 187,000. The unemployment rate rose to 3.8%. The higher rate may reflect more people entering the workforce, though the report also revised job creation lower in June and July. The month includes the Hollywood strike and the bankruptcy of Yellow Trucking after shutting down the end of July. Economists have been hoping to see the employment situation slowing, but holding up, not slipping into recession. Intel and Samsung are all expressing optimism about their businesses because of demand for technology related to artificial intelligence. Dell's earnings top forecasts, Intel's offering a more encouraging update, and Samsung revealed a new advanced memory chip for AI. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings, crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
822 ESPN 93.5. We welcome from OSF Tim Dittman. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
He's a media relations executive. And now we meet JT Barnhart, the new president of OSF Healthcare, Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana. Well, welcome, first of all. And you're tied, I read, somewhere to Appalachian State. Didn't Appalachian State beat somebody really good in football a few years ago? Oh, so a number of years.
Put them on the map. They beat Michigan.
Michigan! Yep. That's why I liked it so much. Good going, Appalachian State.
I remember before that, I would tell people I went to Appalachian State. They had no idea where it was. And then they beat Michigan. And then everyone knew.
Everybody wanted to go to North Carolina. They wanted to go because they beat Michigan and J.T. Barnhart went there. That's why. Okay, so tell me about you. Who are you?
Sure. Yeah, well, appreciate you having me.
When are you going to start your radio show? That voice is crazy good, Tim.
He's got it.
Must be the coffee this morning. Well, thanks for having me. I have been here with OSF for about 6 months. For the last 20 years, I've done hospital administration and was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, running a health system there for about 4 years. But just excited to be here, really enjoying my time so far with OSF and moving into Champaign, Urbana, and just kind of getting to know the community.
What is unique about OSF? Why are you good?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that my experience before this has been in a different realm, kind of for-profit healthcare, and what drew me into OSF is just the mission of the organization, you know, founded by a group of sisters, and really their drive and their passion to improve lives in the community and improve healthcare, and it really just spoke to me coming from the outside.
I love the fact that the lexicon of speech is about prayer. You have people praying for it. I love that.
We start every meeting with a prayer.
Love that. I mean, it's huge. In this time, in this country, right now, fabulous. And that drew you to it.
It did draw me to it. Yep, it did. And grew up Catholic and raising family that way. And so that spoke to me. But yeah, just showing the mission of starting every meeting with the prayer has been awesome.
Okay. The challenges you face and you see ahead for Champaign-Urbana and good healthcare that is affordable, JT.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing I wanted to mention is that as we grow, Heart of Mary Medical Center grows, want to get out into the community, that we accept all insurances. We have a lot of different access points, so people who don't want to have to come into a hospital or emergency room can still access great care. I think that's going to be what growth in healthcare is, right? It's sort of getting away from everybody having to go to the big box hospital, having remote options, having telemedicine options where you can see a provider yeah. from home. All of those different access points are going to be key to future.
I mean, Tim Dittman understands media and relations. You want people like JT to be out.
He's a great spokesperson for the hospital and for OSF. Absolutely. We love having him around.
You want to get the word out because then people feel like, yeah, he sounds like a nice guy. They must be pretty, that kind of stuff. How's the urgent care area going?
Sure.
Very good. Those look very nice. And you go into a private room, all these fancy things that I've heard about.
Yep. Yeah. Urgent care is kind of, as I mentioned, that access point. So we have two in the Champaign area. We have one in Rantoul. You get timely care right away. You're going to see a provider. Same thing with our emergency room. Not to dissuade people from coming to the emergency room, but you're going to see a physician within 10 minutes of coming to our ER,
really?
Which I think is really,
really?
Awesome.
Really?
In this day and
Wait
age.
Wait a second. Total time out. I got two left in this half. You just said I'd see a physician within 10 minutes in an emergency room?
It's something we're really trying to promote.
Wow.
Not that I don't think our competitor can do that. And so it's one of our differentiators. You're going to get in and out of our ER much faster than
most
facilities.
But it's $7,500 if I go to the ER.
Well, we want you to use it if you really need it,
right.
If it's an emergency. If not, go to one of our primary care providers, go to one of our urgent cares. But always just love to tout the great work that our ER staff are doing, our providers.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that people will remember that. You'll get in and out, and that people like that because my perception of emergency rooms, you're waiting 8 hours.
Sure, sure.
It's not at OSF.
And most times you are, but not at Heart of Mary.
That's really cool, Tim. We need to tell people about that.
Absolutely. Other great things on the horizon, too. I know our cardiac program at the hospital is growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just recruited a second open heart surgeon, and so have a really robust cardiac program, interventional, you know, basically anything that's going on with you in the community from a cardiac standpoint, Heart of Mary can take care of you and do a really good job. We've got top-notch surgeon and interventionalist and cardiologist.
So you're also part of physician-owned surgery center?
We just recently acquired.
Did not hear that.
Yeah, we just recently acquired a surgery center, North Champaign. It's called Olympian. Three ORs, and so a lot of strategies there that will allow physicians to partner, potentially buy into that surgery
really?
Center. Right now, that doesn't exist in the market. There is a surgery center, but this one will allow for physician alignment and physician investment. So we think that's a nice differentiator.
How do you access it?
Your provider, surgeon that you see will be credentialed at that surgery center and they'll do the case there. People really don't, as I mentioned, don't want to go to a hospital if you don't have to, right? And so the ambulatory surgery center will allow us to do those cases outside of the hospital, get you in and out from an outpatient standpoint really quickly.
New president of OSF Healthcare, it's JT Barnhart. So moving forward, your goals here in Champaign-Urbana are what?
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. As I said, really want to do a little bit of a revamp of what Heart of Mary is, what services we have. You know, can't iterate enough. I've heard in the community that OSF doesn't accept my insurance. Absolutely not the case. OSF is in every single network in the state of Illinois, every local plan, Health Alliance. And so it's important that the community knows that they have a really good option in Heart of Mary with our services, our providers, and our specialists. And we'll just keep doing the things we do really well and keep growing. Cardiology, spine, is one of our focus points right now, and so we'll continue to build.
Well, listen, congratulations. You sound like a go-getter, and you want to be around here for a while, I hope.
I do. Kids are settled in. My wife loves it here, so yeah.
How old are your kids?
I've got a three. I've got 10, 7, and 2. Girl, boy, girl.
We're into soccer, baseball, and everything else, aren't we?
Yeah, baseball, basketball, football, everything, yeah.
That's the best part of whatever you think you're going to do in your life, JT. You want to be part of those games.
That's right.
And if you ever had time to coach them, that'd be even more fun.
Yeah.
The key to that is take great snacks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the game. D1 snacks is my strategy.
What you give away.
Division
right.
1 snacks. He brought the expensive juicy boxes. Come on, man. Tim Dittman's good to see you, and thank you for bringing the new president of OSF. We really appreciate getting to know you, and I think OSF has elevated healthcare in the area. Really, and Carl's been great, but OSF has come in to be great, and that's awesome to have that kind of great healthcare in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate that, and it's our goal. It's what we strive for.
Well, that's great, because I don't know. I honestly can't remember the elevation of a second like OSF has done.
Yeah, we're certainly committed to this community.
No, it's awesome. I love it. And you pray too, man. I'm telling you, right now, we need God more than ever, 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 ever. So keep up your good work, JT. Come back. We need your voice on the radio again.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, nice sound, doesn't he?
He does.
Tim and I know the radio. Diane and I know the radio. And we're going to recruit JT Barnard. Yeah. All right, $16 an hour. You pushed me, man. I'll pay you. Come on, man. It's a side gig. We'll put you on midnight to 6. That's okay.
My wife would love that.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
JT Barnhart, the OSF President, Heart of Mary Medical Center right in Urbana. 8:30.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Into recession. Dell, Intel, and Samsung are all expressing optimism about their businesses because of demand for technology related to artificial intelligence. Dell's earnings top.
Take our own turn at looking at all of the information and our own turn to put our side out, which is something that everybody needs to remember. It has not happened as of yet.
Trump legal spokesperson Alina Habba on Fox. More reaction to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's latest freezing episode in front of reporters.
Right now, the Senate is the most privileged nursing home in the country. I mean, you know, Mitch McConnell has done some great things, and he deserves credit, but you have to know when to leave. That is why I'm strongly in support of term limits in this country.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley on Fox. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities looking for two suspects accused of breaking into the Illinois State Fairgrounds last month. Sangamon County Sheriff's Office says they received reports of three people breaking into Building 29 to steal scrap metal. Martin Atwood was arrested, now out on bond. Law enforcement still looking for David McCormick and Todd Tonelli. IDOT and state and local police cracking down on impaired driving over the Labor Day weekend. Authorities stepping up enforcement with the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over Labor Day campaign. Anyone planning to use drugs or alcohol should give their keys to a sober driver who can safely drive them home. Well, the need for nursing home beds growing in Champaign County, and a new group's been vitalized to fix the issue. Experts said Champaign County is in a nursing home crisis. The Advocates for Nursing Home Care is a group made up of people who have personally struggled with finding care for family members. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Saturday. Welcome to Meteorological Autumn on this September 1. Anything but a fall feel anticipated anytime soon, probably towards the 10th or 15th of September before an honest-to-goodness fall cool front comes our way. And then a quick recovery after that. Yeah, indications of a warm and a dry fall season are ahead. Speaking of which, sunshine and a bit warmer for the day today with a high temperature of around 83 and a light southeast wind. Clear tonight, comfortable down to about 58, 59. Tomorrow, 88 in the afternoon, 82 or 83 at kickoff time. So a warm football Saturday evening with temperatures falling back in the mid to upper 70s on a light south wind. Up to a hot and humid Sunday high of 90 degrees. Labor Day Monday at 94. And a stray shower thunderstorm on a weak cool front late Tuesday into Wednesday. High temperatures lower 90s there. We'll settle back into the 80s. Still above average around here next Thursday and Friday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Now, Wednesday, we had Illinois football coach Brett Bielema on with us.
Process that we are going through, our kids understand it, our older players teach our younger players, even some of our transfer guys that come in and have been with us only since January, and a couple of them just since July. I think they see right away, you know, the expectation here, and that's something you can't really replace.
All right, one more question. This front seven on defense is all I'm hearing about. Front seven. You've been in the business a long time. How, I mean, does this front seven defensively compare with anyone you've ever had?
You know, I've been fortunate to be some good players and some good teams, but I would say this defensive front, our D-line, our outside backers, and our linebacker room, it's got a chance to be one of the best I've been around. I was literally talking last night with a very close buddy of mine that's a head coach in the SEC that we played together at, he just always kind of bounced ideas and thoughts, and it was interesting, you know, like he could tell my voice, right? There were some things that I was excited about, and he knows how we've been up front. I think that's the key to success. Really, even on offense, our defense front's getting a lot of attention, but Isaiah Adams and Julian Pearl, yeah, Josh Cruz, yeah. Zy Chrysler, I think our offensive line, obviously you always want more players and get a little bit more depth, but I really like the way our team is built up front and on both sides, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, you win in the trenches in football, and we definitely have the upper hand against Toledo in that regard. Our guys are bigger, faster, stronger on the lines. That's pretty irrefutable. But Toledo's very gifted and talented and got some good players, so we're going to see what happens at 6:30 tomorrow. And I'm also very interested in size of the crowd. Because if you're not going to get a good crowd at 78 degrees and sunshine and evening lights on, all day tailgating, yeah, and optimism, and coming off a bowl appearance in Florida in January, yeah, it's set up to have more than usual. And then you got your marching Illini.
Yes.
You got all of that going on.
So fun.
So it's the atmosphere is unlike, we all experience, if you're old enough, we all experience professional football here.
Yeah.
And that was no fun.
When the Bears came to town.
That was too much beer for me, and too many rowdies, and too many things, events, situations, too much state police involvement.
I mean, back then, we had to get a special permit to have alcohol sold at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah,
I think just
the
for the Bears, yeah, when they visited, because Soldier Field was under construction.
I'll never forget the stack of cans outside every entrance. It was just,
goodness,
I could not believe it. And anecdotally, did kind of a survey. It was a 37-year-old male that was drunk.
Right.
That's the audience for pro football regarding Chicago Bears.
The Bears!
It was just too much for me. This is way more family, and I, for the most part, haven't seen a problem with too much alcohol. I think it's just a little more family college feel,
mm-hmm,
and people that know how to use alcohol and not abuse alcohol.
Hey, speaking of booze, if you get into Memorial Stadium early, they have specials going on for $3 for some of the domestic beers and Trulies and things like that.
Yeah.
They're trying to entice people to go into Memorial Stadium a little early instead of cutting
hot,
it so close.
Inexpensive hot dogs and things,
exactly,
that, you know, on sale to get you there because they don't want those lines.
That's right.
We had a horrible line first game last year. I, mm-hmm, think they alleviated that as we went, But they want people definitely to come in a hair early versus 5 minutes before kickoff.
Right. And maybe review that map and know what's going on when you're coming into the Memorial Stadium area. Of course, they'll have that family going on with the Reg Grange Grove area. And you've got the signatures from that 1983 Rose Bowl reunion starting at 3:15. So, yeah, I mean, to me, late afternoon and into the evening, I'm going to be all over it. Plus, our friend Tim Onstott is going to be doing the master grilling.
Well,
smoking.
It's a private deal, but we know where he is. So,
exactly.
So it's not private for us. We can go. No, we're going to taste some of that brisket. That we have a new show called Smoke on Thursdays at 8:35. And any kind of questions you have on grilling out, boy, does he know how to answer it.
And you can text us on any of this stuff, 217-359-2255 on our Tapman's Towing phone line. Good to have Jim Hampton popping in our studios today, too.
He's a good one. All right, so don't forget today at Pia's from 3 to 5. We will be live with Lon Tan, Derek Piper, Craig Swope's coming by in the 4 o'clock hour. He's one of the stars of the 83 team.
Yeah, we're setting up a really good time at 1609 West Springfield Avenue between 3 and 5. I'll be playing music and handing out prizes and tickets to the game after that. So, and congratulations to the Varsity Eye. You know, Kevin's been organizing this reunion. A lot of great people coming back. A golf outing with Dave Williams today. It's going to be a blast.
Yep, and boy, you know, many of you are old enough to remember the 83. That's 40 years ago. And then you had to be old enough to remember that. Not like you're four. Johnny told me this morning we went to the Rose Bowl parade with Dick Butkus, but I was four. That was in Pasadena. So you might not remember the 83 team, but it was so exciting because we were so bad at football. And I was at the Illinois game in 1978 when Northwestern Illinois played to a 0-0 standoff.
Oh, wow.
That's back when you could walk into the horseshoe and sit pretty much anywhere you want.
Ugh.
And it was like, the game got down. It was just like milling around. It's like, what happened? It's 0-0 and we've accepted that? And then here comes the California boys and all this stuff. And yeah, hey, how you doing, man? You're from California? Yeah, man. Cool. I mean, it was just the influx of California.
Mike White.
And Mike White, who we caught up with after Lou Henson passed away, and he just sounded like Mike White. Ladies and gentlemen, former Illinois head football coach, the great Mike White, who single-handedly brought excitement back to Illinois football, and coach I still remember vividly, Dave Wilson, back to pass, long left side bomb to Greg Dentino, incomplete, and the stands were full of cheering Illini because you passed the ball.
Yeah, we weren't within 10 feet of catching it either. it was great. And those are among my coaching repertoire. Obviously, my Illinois experience and what happened, just like you mentioned there, and then my relationship with Neil Stoner and all that. So,
well, you're another guy that people love and people appreciate what Mike White did for the University of Illinois, and I'm so glad you could give us your thoughts about Lou Henson, who passed away this past Saturday afternoon. But I appreciate you, Mike White. I appreciate all you've done for Illinois, and we will never forget the run you had here. And the 80s certainly belong to the Illini.
Well, I appreciate that, and that makes me feel good.
Yeah, you caught up with him when Lou died, and just really good. I think he's coming back, but I'm not sure. He's like 84 now.
Mm-hmm.
843, Lance Speaker out at Farmer City. He's not 84. You're like 38, aren't you, Lance? You're a pretty young dude. Young guy.
Huh? 40-something.
There you go.
Hey, listen, you've had a pretty good year considering what can happen in summer and rainstorms. It's worked pretty well at Farmer City Raceway, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, this season I couldn't be happier. I mean, we didn't get the Illini at the beginning of the year, but other than that, we only had one rain out, so... definitely a successful season.
Well, last year you had like one race. I mean, it was crazy. It was totally better. Yep.
Yes, for sure.
And you've got some champions coming back and some people who have won at the track at Farmer City Raceway. Talk about some of the returning people for tonight's event.
Well, tonight being the season finale, we had our championship weekend was last weekend, crowned all of our track champions, and I expect most of them to be back tonight. Tonight's going to be a big show with Mars, super late models, and modifieds. Going to be a big night. Should be should be a great car count. The weather's great. It's going to be a good time tonight.
So what can people expect? I mean, there's, you know, to me, I just love the whole scene. It's totally Americana with the fire pits going on and people having their, you know, RVs around the track. Just explain what people would see in case they have never experienced Farmer City Raceway.
Yeah, like I said, the weather's going to be perfect tonight. So it's going to be cool enough. We've got fence spots still available. You can buy a fence spot, back your RV, your pickup truck, whatever you got up against the fence. Get your grill, get your fire pit, cook out, bring your own beverages. That's kind of a primo thing that one very few dirt tracks have that we do. So that's kind of one of the key things to come into Farmer City is enjoying, you know, the tailgate experience and watching racing.
Your concession stand really has some awesome items. I know my son Aiden and I enjoyed that part of it. So the pork chops and some of the other things you have there and the beer tent right next door.
Yep, we also have Chuck Wagon will be there tonight with his ribeyes and his famous ranch cheese fries. That's always a popular item. And then, yeah, we've got the famous ribeye sandwich out of our concession stand. And the beer tent is now called Emmer's Place. We rededicated that over the fair week. Long-time fair board member passed away this last year. But he pretty much ran that place and loved that place. So that's... it's now called Emmer's Place.
So $15 to get in. You can also, if you are a veteran or in the military, you can show your ID for a discount. Kids 12 and under, are they free?
Well, tonight, kids 12 and under are still free, but tonight being a big night, it is $25 to get in for general admission.
Yeah.
And it's $40 for a pit pass. But it's still going to be a great show for the buck.
Nice.
$25 isn't much these days, Lance. You might want to think about bumping that thing up.
You're right. When you go to the IMAX and all that,
well,
oh my goodness.
Just go to the grocery store and buy two pieces of meat, it's $30.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, man. And I got to cook it, too.
Right.
Lance Speaker, good job, bud. We appreciate having you on all season, and way to go. You did a great job this season.
Well, thanks for having me. We look forward to getting back at it with you guys next year.
We appreciate you. Lance Speaker.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
All right, 847. I think there's some real electricity in the air for football. It's really fun. And it's, I hope we sell out at some point. So those that have never been to one of those things, and you probably haven't, you get to feel it, and you actually have to look at your ticket to see where you're supposed to sit. I mean, those are wonderful because of the energy, and it's like going to a great movie with a bunch of people there, the reaction. It's just energy, and Illinois has had few and far between of those kind of crowds, particularly in the last few decades. So it's lovely if you can experience a full house of Memorial Stadium. I think we're definitely growing toward that. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to see what our product looks like. And don't think there's not a lot of pressure on Brett Bielema because, you know, people are thinking, oh, we're going to be, well, we better be. That's problem with expectations.
Yeah.
We have some.
Year three, he's catching on to how this goes.
No, he's a good coach, mm-hmm. and he says he's committed to staying here. Because we always, when our coach gets good, and that's happened a few times, we go, they're going to leave. Well, he assured us that he's kind of in it. And he told Josh Whitman to put whatever school you want in there, and I won't go there.
Randolph and Newton, our law firm with Johnny Newton and Jerwan Newton playing against each other on the field has been a fun storyline to follow.
Yeah.
With Newton, a defensive tackle, and his brother on Toledo's team, a wide receiver.
Pretty good family of football. Uh-huh. If you got two D1 players, that's pretty doggone
that's
good.
That's right.
Hey, don't forget, look at the traffic patterns. I guess the U of I Police Facebook page has it.
Okay.
And and I'm hoping FightInAtlanta.com has it, and you can look at the changes in where you can drive and how you get to where you're supposed to park. If you're parking in a close spot, you have to see what road will allow you in. It's different. They've blocked off Florida / Kirby mm-hmm. all the way to Oak Street, so it's going to be two-fold. It's going to be a really fun walking across with no cars around,
that's
too.
Right.
So it'll be easier for pedestrians to move around. Mm-hmm. But if you park inside there, you got to know what access point to hit.
That's right.
Okay, and then they're going to barricade stuff. Say, hey, I'm supposed to park at the State Farm. Then you show them your pass, they let you in, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, go through that before you go.
Same with around 4th Street and the band coming yep. in and the different timing of it all.
And
so.
New parking garage off Pennsylvania
and
4th.
That's right.
So it has 400 spots there. You can pre-order that. I'm not sure how the meter thing, mobile meter.
Pennsylvania's over yep. at Stock Pavilion and the graveyard on that side. So in that neighborhood, that's pretty close.
Everybody always has their secret parking.
Exactly.
And usually at First Federal on Neil, you can pay some high school $20 and park there and help the high school band or something.
Absolutely.
A lot of times they do fundraisers for that. Mm-hmm. All right, ESPN 93.5, what about the weekend weather?
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday, and a nice spell of weather ahead. If you're into midsummer warmth and building humidity, that's back into play. Little, if any, organized rainfall anticipated till a couple of hit-miss showers and thunderstorms begin at some point into the first half of next week, with slightly cooler, slightly drier, but still above-average weather and temperatures for late summertime and the start of meteorological autumn anticipated for late next week and probably beyond. Sunny, a bit warmer for the day today, about 84 this afternoon with a southeast wind. We'll bottom out at 59 with a clear sky for tonight. Mostly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, 88 in the afternoon. Kickoff temperatures at about 81, 82 with a bit of a south wind. We'll bottom out tomorrow night in the 60s. Hot, turning more humid Sunday afternoon, the high around 90, up to 94 on a Labor Day Monday. Maybe an isolated shower, thunderstorm late Tuesday into Wednesday. Still running into the lower 90s Tuesday and Wednesday. 80s for highs next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at DogtownHeatingAndAir.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562. Okay, we will be going to make a programming decision here whether we're coming in Monday. I don't know yet.
Still a coin flip.
Well, it's Labor Day, and we don't get many days off.
Right.
The boys will be on for sure because they got Jay Layman and Isaiah Williams on Monday.
Uh-huh.
So that's a go.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens Monday morning.
I mean, we're both, no matter what, getting up early because that's where our body clock is ticking. So
you know, you don't sleep in on those weeks.
No,
I generally wake up and go back. I take a look at the news and all that stuff.
Me too.
But try and get back. But yeah, it's one of those. Because after the football
Lucky
game,
we love what we do.
Yeah,
Stevie.
We do. It's so we'll see you soon.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Labor Day holiday, lots of traveling. So just take a deep breath. Make sure you got all the mechanical stuff on your vehicle because there could be some congestion somewhere along the way. And just
now you tell me it's Friday. I mean, your car's worthy. It's good.
Exactly.
Should be okay. Okay, we'll be tracking stuff. Talk to you soon, but thank you for listening, Diane. Appreciate you.
See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
Yep, live from Pia's from 3 to 5. Always a party and fun. And say Stevie J to Diane, and she has probably a pair of tickets. See how long those last. We have a few pair. So maybe you can get in. Why not take free tickets to the game tomorrow, but you got to go to Pia's, find Diane.
That's right.
She'll be there a little early.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed weekend.
Calling all purse lovers and bag collectors. The high-demand Cardinals purse giveaway is back, and it's better than ever. On Saturday, September 2nd, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a Busch Stadium-exclusive Cardinals purse, thanks to Wells Fargo Advisors. This black handbag features a gold metal logo on the front and many upgraded compartments. Don't miss your chance to add this stylish purse to your collection. For tickets or info, visit cardinals.com/promotions.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.